死的时候，他的罪状是犹太人的王。
You know that,
in the end, what people accused of Jesus, for his sin was, that he was the king of the Judah.
这是比拉多他帮他写的，十字架上就写犹太人的。
King of the Jews. So, Pilate wrote on the top of the cross that he was the king of the Jews.
我们来读约翰福音十八章三十三到三十七节。
So let us read John chapter 18, verse 33-37.
我们一起读好吗？三十三到三十七。比拉多又进了衙门，叫耶稣来，对他说：“你是犹太人的王吗？”耶稣回答说：“这话是你自己说的，还是别人论我对你说的呢？”比拉多说：“我岂是犹太人呢？你本国的人和祭司长把你交给我，你做了什么事呢？”耶稣回答说：“我的国不属这世界，我的国若属这世界，我的臣仆必要征战，使我不至于被交给犹太人。只是我的国不属这世界。”比拉多就对他说：“这样你是王吗？”耶稣回答说：“你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证。凡属真理的人，就听我的话。”
So verses 33-38. Pilate then went back inside the palace, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you the king of the Jews? Is that your own idea?" Jesus asked, "Or did others talk to you about me?" "Am I a Jew?" Pilate replied. "It was your people and your chief priests who handed you over to me. What is it you have done?" Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is from another place." "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You're right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me."
三十七节，耶稣回答说，我们要再读一遍。耶稣回答说，你说我是王，我为此而生，也为此来到世间，特为给真理做见证。凡属真理的人，就听我的话。
Okay, so we're going to repeat verse 37 again. "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me."
你看旧约，神在旧约借着先知讲，我总是要来做王。我们人
If you read the Old Testament through the prophets, Jesus was
our
God was saying that I will be
king.
The king.
罪是什么？罪就是我们不让神做王，
and、
我们自己做王。
And so, what is sin? Sin is when we don't let God be the king in our hearts. We want to be the king in our own lives.
所以耶稣在这边讲得很清楚，你说我是王，我为此而生，为此来到世间。
And so here is very clear. It says, "You are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world."
你记得那个博士他们来朝见耶稣，他们说，那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里？
Do you remember the wise man who came to see Jesus when Jesus was born? They were asking, Where is the king that is to be the king of Judah, Jews?
所以耶稣这边说，我来世间特为给真理做见证。
And Jesus said here that I came to into this world to testify to the truth.
凡属真理的人就听我的话。
Everyone on the side of truth listens to me.
这个不是一个意识形态。
This is not just a set of thinking.
如果我们真的是行真理，对我们的身心灵一定是大有祝福。
If we actually live out the truth, then it will be a blessing to our spirit, body and soul.
我们先这边稍微岔开一下，我们看约翰一书。
Let's read First John.
可能不是约翰一书，约翰三书。
The third John.
也是这一位写约翰福音的使徒约翰写的。
And it's written by the same disciple John.
第二节哈，第二节到第四节，我们一起读好吗？亲爱的兄弟啊，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮，正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。有弟兄来证明你心里存的真理，正如你按真理而行，我就甚喜乐。我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个大的。
So 3 John, the 3rd John chapter, verse 2 to 4. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. It gave me great joy to have some brothers come and tell about your faithfulness to the truth and how you continue to walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth.
你知道圣灵感动这个使徒约翰在这边写说，我听见我的儿女们按真理而行，我的喜乐就没有比这个大的。这个就是天父的话。我知道我的儿女们按真理而行，天父的喜乐没有比这个大的。圣灵感动。
When the Holy Spirit inspired John to write this, that when that when I hear, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth.
为什么？天父爱我们，他希望我们得祝福。
Because why is that? Our Father loves us and He wants us to receive blessings.
第二节讲到灵魂兴盛。
The second verse mentioned about to be in.Healthy in health, and all may go well with us.
灵魂兴盛，身体健壮，凡事兴盛。
So when our health is going well with us, when our soul is going well with us, everything is going well with us.
我们在地上的福大概就是这样，对不对？我们的身心灵健康，还有关乎我们的事。兴盛，就是这样子。
And these are actually all the blessings in this life. Our health, our physical body is healthy. Everything in regards to us, is well.
而且不只是今世的。
And it's not just in this life.
这个福是延及到来世永生。
And this blessing, goes on to eternity.
我们的生命跟天是连结的，因为我们的生命是从天而来的。
Our lives are connected to the heavens because our spiritual lives are from the heavens.
所以，我们再回到约翰福音十八章这里。
So let us go back to John chapter 18.
凡属真理的人就听我的话，那就是行真理。
Everyone on the side of truth listens to me, and that is walking on the truth.
耶稣自己也曾亲口说，你们若常常遵行我的道，就必晓得真理，你的心里会有真理，而且你会得自由，不需要犯罪的自由，不需要被败坏的己辖制的自由。
So Jesus said that if you live out the truth, continue to listen to God, then you will be set free, and that freedom is to no longer sin.
Yeah. 我们再来看十九章。
Let us read chapter 19.
因为最近有一天主触动我的心，让我想到，哦，主耶稣，你甘心做替罪的羔羊，你甘心背负我的罪，我才得活。
So recently I was inspired, and God spoke to me, saying that recently that God is willing to take onto, not just recently, but God is willing to take onto my sins, all of my sins, so that I am able to live.
所以耶稣如果不愿意来替我们背负罪，我们这些人都是沉沦的。
And so if Jesus is not willing to come and take on our sins, then all of us, we are going to fall.
在我懵懂无知的时候
before,
他就在为我预备这个福分。
Even before I knew anything, God was preparing this blessing for us.
耶稣说，他怎么爱我们，我们也要怎么爱人。
So Jesus said, just as he has loved us, we need to love other people the same way.
所以也许我们在我们的人生的旅程里面，也许某一个时刻，你为了一个懵懂无知的人、不懂事的人，你要让他活，你怎么让他活？也许就是死在我身上发动，生会在他身上发动。
And so sometimes maybe in our journey in our lives, we might encounter people who might not understand the spiritual truth.Well enough yet, and so in order to save that person, sometimes we need to die to ourselves so that God can live in that person.
你看我们的主耶稣，他的理，他人家有没有公平的对待他？
If we look at Jesus, were people fair to him?
他被冤枉，对不对？他完全没有犯罪，他却要接受那么最残酷的刑罚。
So he was sinless, but he had to bear the most cruel punishment.
以前我们很容易想，因为他是神子，所以他容易这样。但是你知道，他也是一个十足的人。
In the past, we might think that, oh, you know, he is the Son of God, so it's easier for him to do that. But we don't realize that.He was actually 100% human as well.
如果我们能够从耶稣也是一个人的角度，他来承受这一些，我们会更被他的爱感动。
And if we can see from the perspective that Jesus is also human, and that he was willing to bear all of this, then we would be touched by his love.
他的理在天父那里。
His justification is with God.
在天父那里，他的赏赐在天父那里。
His blessing is with God.
他在地上让自己被交付死地。
So when he was in this world, he was allowing himself to be put to death.
只有他这样子做，赢得救恩。我们这一些。还懵懂无知，在黑暗中打滚的人，有一天才有希望得救。
And only because he did that, the rest of us in this world who are still not completely clear with the truth all the time can come and one day be saved.
因着这样子的一个思维，我里面更深一点点的被触动。耶稣啊，感谢你这么爱我。
And because of that thought, I was once again touched by God, and I realized, you know, Lord, thank you for loving me so much.
我们来看十九章哈，六到十二节。
Let us read chapter 19, verses 6 to 12.
我们来读好不好？祭司长和差役看见他，就喊着说：“钉他十字架，钉他十字架。”比拉多说：“你们自己把他钉十字架吧，我查不出他有什么罪来。”犹太人回答说：“我们有律法，按那律法，他是该死的，因他以自己为神的儿子。”比拉多听见这话，越发害怕，又进衙门对耶稣说：“你是哪里来的？”耶稣却不回答。比拉多说：“你不对我说话吗？你岂不知我有权柄释放你，也有权柄把你钉十字架吗？”耶稣回答说：“若不是从上头赐给你的，你就毫无权柄办我。所以把我交给你的那人罪更重了。”从此比拉多想要释放耶稣，无奈犹太人喊着说：“你若释放这个人，就不是该撒的忠臣。凡以自己为王的，就是背叛该撒了。”
So verses 6 through 12. As soon as the chief priests and their officials saw him, they shouted, "Crucify, crucify!" But Pilate answered, "You take him and crucify him. As for me, I find no basis for a charge against him." The Jews insisted, "We have a law, and according to the law he must die, because he claimed to be the Son of God." While Pilate heard this, he was even more afraid, and he went back inside the palace. "Where do you come from?" he asked Jesus. But Jesus gave him no answer. "Do you refuse to speak to me?" Pilate said. "Don't you realize I have power either to free you or to crucify you?" Jesus answered, "You will have no power over me if it were not given to you from above. Therefore, the one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin." From then on, Pilate tried to set Jesus free, but the Jews kept shouting, "If you let this man go, you are no friend of Caesar, and who claims to be a king, anyone who claims to be a king opposes Caesar."
所以比拉多很想释放耶稣，但是呢，为了他的政治前途，最后为了他的政治前途，他被人群众的喊声叫他。我们看一下路加福音二十三章。
So even though Caesar really wanted to let Jesus go, because of his own political future, he decided to listen to the crowds.
我们看路加福音二十三章十三节到二十四节。十三。
Luke chapter 13.
No.
23 verses 13.
在你们面前审问他，并没有查出他什么罪来，就是希律也是如此，所以把他送回来。可见他没有做什么该死的事，故此我要责打他，把他释放了。众人却一起喊着说：“除掉这个人，释放巴拉巴给我们。”的巴拉巴是因在城里作乱杀人下在监里的。比拉多愿意释放耶稣，就又劝解他们， 不赖，他们喊着说，钉他十字架，钉他十字架。比拉多第三次对他们说，为什么呢？这人做了什么恶事呢？我并没有查出他什么该死的罪来，所以我要责打他，把他释放了。他们大声催逼比拉多，求他把耶稣钉在十字架上，他们的声音就得了胜，比拉多这才照他们所求的定案。
So verses 13 to 24. Pilate called together the chief priests, the rulers, and the people, and said to them, "You brought me this man as one who was inciting the people to rebellion. I have examined him in your presence, and have found no basis for your charges against him. Neither has he where he sent him back to us. As you can see, he has done nothing to deserve death. Therefore, I will punish him and then release him." With one voice, they cried out, "Away with this man. Release Barabbas to us." Barabbas has been thrown into prison for an insurrection in the city and for murder. Wanting to release Jesus, Pilate appealed to them again, but they kept shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him." For the third time he spoke to them, "Why? What crime has this man committed? I have found in him no grounds for the death penalty. Therefore, I will have him punished and then release him." But with loud shouts, they insistently demanded that he be crucified, and their shouts prevailed. So Pilate decided to grant their demand.
Yeah. 这个就是耶稣，他为我们承受这么大的冤屈。我不讶异为什么他死的时候，到正午十二点，九点到十二点，然后到下午三点，那正午十二点的时候，天地都昏暗了，因为那是一个宇宙间最大的一个冤狱。
So because of the injustice that Jesus had experienced, I'm not surprised that when Jesus died, as he was on the cross from 9 to 3, and at 12 o'clock in the middle, and then during noon, the whole sky was darkened because of this injustice.
惊天地泣鬼神，对不对？地大震动，天地都昏暗。那个写诗的人说，连太阳都不忍看。
Because of this injustice, everything was the dark, the sky was dark, and even the psalmist said that even the sun was afraid to see it, this injustice.
耶稣这是为什么？是为了你，为了我。
And why did Jesus do this? It's for you and for me.
我们原来死在过犯罪恶之中，耶稣为了要我们活过来。
In the past, we were dead in our transgressions, and because Jesus wanted us to live again, He did this for us.
我们刚唱那个诗歌说，为我身体而死，使我带我出黑暗，入其光明国度，使我再次能看见。那个看见就是耶稣在约翰福音第三章讲，人若不重生，不能见神的国。若不重新活过来，若不因着耶稣死而复活重生的我们，不能看见神的国，不能进入神的国。而那个是天父为我们预备的。
So in our hymn, in the hymn, it talked about that you redeemed us and you led us out of
darkness
into your light so that we may see again. And the part that says we can see is mentioned in John chapter 3. What verse do you remember?
约翰三章好像三节五节，
若
不重生，不能见神的国，不能见神的国。
I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. And so we cannot see the kingdom of God, unless we are born again.
我们再看一下彼得前书第二章。
And let us read 1 Peter chapter 2.
11-12.
Verses
11 and 12. 19节。
So 2 Peter chapter
9. 11-12，我们也读一下。11-12，他这边是讲到说，我们这些蒙神拣选的人，他劝勉我们。11-12，我们一起读，好吧？亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的。我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲。这私欲是与灵魂征战的，你们在外邦人中应当品性端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的应看见你们的好行为，在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
So 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 11-12. Dear friends, I urge you, as aliens and strangers in the world, to abstain from sinful desires which war against your soul. Live such good lives among the pagans that though they accuse you of doing wrong, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day he visits us.
神让我们重生就是要我们归荣耀给神哈。
When God wants us to be born again, he wants us to give the glory to God.
好，我们从19-25，我们一起读。倘若人未叫良心对得住神，就忍受冤屈的苦楚，这是可喜爱的。你们若因犯罪受责打，能忍耐，有什么可夸的呢？但你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这在神看是可喜爱的。你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈，他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
So 1 Peter chapter 2verses 19-25. It says, For it is commendable for if a man bears up under the pang of unjust suffering because he is conscious of God. But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. He committed no sin,and no deceit was found in his mouth. When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate, but when he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
我们很有福，对不对？他为我们被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪。
We're really blessed to be to have God to die for us, bore our sins in His body on the tree, so that we might die to sins.
就得以在义上活
，and so that we can live for righteousness.
这是浩大的恩典
，and this is such a great grace.
因他受的鞭伤，我们就得了医治。
By his wounds we have been healed.
我们的痛苦，我们身心灵的痛苦，可以交给耶稣。
The suffering that we have, whether it's in spirit, body, or soul, we can give it to God.
我有四次生产的经验。
I have 4 experiences giving birth.
每一次生产到那个最关键的时候，那个是那个肉要撕开哈，那是很痛的。
Each time when it gets to the critical point, when the flesh needs to be torn apart.
就从第一胎开始，好像我就被提醒去仰望耶稣，仰望耶稣受那么多的苦，在十字架上的苦。
And so each time, since
从第一胎
since the first child,
我第一胎就有经验，所以第二胎也这样，第三胎也这样，第四胎也这样。
And since the first giving birth to the first child, every single time.I just look upon the Lord.
所以真的是可忍受。
And it,
耶稣受那么多的苦，我们这个生产的苦跟他比，不能比呀、啊。好像无形中这个痛苦就减轻了。
It is bearable because even though it's a lot of suffering compared to what Jesus has suffered, it's incomparable. You can't compare it. So.All of a sudden, our suffering seems very insignificant.
那我记得我生雪巧的时候，那个是神的奇迹，那个奇妙的突然有一家助产房，那个助产的那个诊所就在我们家附近就开了。以前我不知道怎么办，我的亲人都在南部啊，怎么办哈？结果就在我们布道所跟我们的那个中间就开了一家哈。那好，我先讲到这。
So in the past, so it was a God's grace that there was a clinic that opened up halfway between my home then and the church.
那我记得我是在那边第一个生男孩的，因为他才开不久。我记得在最关键的时刻，那个帮我接生的那个人就鼓励我说：“不要怕，好，不要怕，暂时一下下的痛，以后呢，你就忘掉这个痛苦了。”
I remember the person that was helping. She said that do not be worried. For a little while, it's gonna hurt.A lot, but in the future you will forget this pain.
真的，孩子抓出来以后呢，真的就圣经一句话就在我里面，就是当了生下的孩子，那个喜乐就把之前的这个忧愁，这个是在约翰福音哪一章里面哈？我记得那个时候这个话哦，在这里，耶稣跟他们说。我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要痛哭。约翰福音16:20，我实实在在的告诉你们，你们将要痛哭哀嚎。世人倒要喜乐，你们将要忧愁。然而你们的忧愁要变为喜乐。21，妇人生产的时候就忧愁，因为她的时候到了，既生了孩子。就不再纪念那苦楚，因为欢喜世上生了一个人。这句话当时就应验在我心里了。
So, it's in John chapter 16, verses 20 to 21. I tell you the truth, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy. A woman giving birth to a child has pain, because her time has come. But when her baby is born, she forgets the anguish because of her joy.That a child is born into the world.
有一次，后来有一次，我去看一个探望一个小学的校长，一个非常成功的小学的校长。
And another time, later on, another time, I visited a little, I visited a principal from an elementary school.
他那时候得癌症。
She had cancer.
非常痛苦。
And it was really painful.
那当我们去探访他的时候
，When we visited her，
我看他那么痛苦
，I saw how much suffering she was in。
我就跟他说，校长， 要不要试试看？好，我就把我这个生产的经验跟他讲。每个人都知道，生产那个时候，会有那个痛楚。
So I told her about my experience, and I said, "Do you want to try, you know, to look onto Jesus in your suffering?"
我说校长，你要不要试试看？我当时生产的时候，我仰望耶稣，我觉得痛苦就减轻很多哈。你要不要试试看？当你痛的时候，你去仰望十字架上的耶稣，
and I was,
你去思想他怎么为你受苦。
And I was telling her that if you want to try.To look onto Jesus and to think about Jesus suffering on the cross for you, and that because it helped me when I gave birth to my children, and so I asked her to try.
后来呢，再下一次去看他，他跟我说，师母，真的耶。所以弟兄姊妹，不论我们在世上经过什么样的痛苦。我们去仰望耶稣，我们的痛苦再怎么大，跟他不能比呀。
So the principal the next week that I visited her, she said that, you know, Pastor, thank you, that it really helped when I focus on God and look onto Jesus in my suffering.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
By his wounds, we have been saved.
我们如果真的愿意把我们的身心灵就交托他来管理，我们会得医治。
If we are willing to let him take control of our spirit, body, and soul, we will receive healing.
25节说，你们从前好像迷路的羊。
Which verse?
25 Chapter 2.Peter, First Peter.
Sorry, I let go of that. First Peter,
chapter 2, verse 25.
Chapter 2, verse 25 says that for you are like sheep going astray.
你知道罪恶的定义？以赛亚书五十三章第六节怎么说？我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。
Just like Isaiah chapter 53, that we are like sheep going astray.
个人偏行己路，耶和华把我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
That each one of us went our own way, and that 53, what verse?Chapter 53, verse 6. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
即使我们没有做什么所谓看来不好的恶行，可是因为我们走自己的路，那个其实也就是偏行己路，那个就是罪。
And so, even though some of us we might not have really.Great sins on the outside that seem like great sins on the outside, but when we turn to our own way, that is sin.
因为我如果不走在神的路上，我就没有机会遇见神。
Because if I don't walk on the path of on God's path, then I won't have the opportunity to meet Him.
而唯有神是我们一切祝福的源头。
And only God is the source of all our blessings.The source of all of our blessings.
那当耶稣拯救了我们，他说他是门。
So when Jesus has saved us, he told us he is the door.
我们不是说借着耶稣的血为我们开一条又新又活的路，对不对？
Didn't we say that through Jesus' blood, he has opened a new path for us?
然后我们透过耶稣就走上天路。
And through Jesus, we have walked onto the path of heaven.
我们的灵魂就让耶稣来监督，来管理。
And our spirit is guided and controlled by Jesus.
最近我们礼拜六查经查七十九、八十、八十一。我们昨天还没有时间读八十、八十一。 那个八十一章，那个我很深刻，很深刻，神的那种叹息，诗篇八十一篇哈。
So recently in Bible studies, we're reading Psalm chapter 79, 80, and 81. And especially, even though we haven't had a chance to look at 80 and 81, in Psalm 81, it reminds us of the following.
因为神跟我们说他是爱我们的，他是做事直到如今的神，他爱我们，他愿为我们成全诸般的美事。
Because God tells us that He loves us, and because He loves us, He's willing to help us to accomplish all the good things.
可是我们不听他的话。
But we're unwilling to listen to Him.
不来靠近他。
We don't come to Him.
不来依靠他。
We don't trust in Him.
神没有办法做事。
And so God can do work in us.
好，我们来看十一节到十六节。
Let us read verses 11 to 16. Psalm 81:11-16.
好，我们一起读好不好？无赖，我的民不听我的声音，以色列全不理我，我便任凭他们心里刚硬，随自己的计谋而行。甚愿我的民肯听从我，以色列肯行我的道。我便速速制服他们的仇敌，反手攻击他们的敌人。恨耶和华的人必来投降，但他的百姓必永久长存。他也必拿上好的麦子给他们吃，又拿从磐石出的蜂蜜叫他们饱足。
Verses 11 to 16. But my people will not listen to me. Israel will not submit to me. So I gave them over to their stubborn hearts to follow their own devices. If my people would but listen to me, if Israel would follow my ways, how quickly would I subdue their enemies and turn my hand against their foes? Those who hate the Lord would cringe before him, and their punishment would last forever. But you would be fed with the finest of wheat.With honey from the rock, I will satisfy you.
神很乐意对我们说话，因为神就是道，太初有道，那个道就是 word， 就他很喜欢跟我们说话。
God is willing to speak to us.
他借着大自然，哈，诗篇十九篇不是讲借着大自然他对我们说话。
And just like Psalm 19 says, He spoke to us through the nature.
他借着他的律法，就是神的话，对不对？从十九章第七节一直到十三节，借着他的律法对我们说话。
And just like Psalm 19, verse 7 said, he spoke to us through his laws.
那个话里面讲说，如果我们听从他的警戒，我们就会可以免除一些灾害；如果我们顺服，我们就要得大的奖赏。
And the law said that if we are willing to listen, we won't have severe punishments. And then if we are
keep the law,
and if we keep the law,
we will be greatly rewarded.那神给我们一本圣经，我们看一下提摩太后书三章，我们都很清楚，对不对？这些我们都在教会里面，他们在背圣经啊，他们都很会背哈。
Let's go to 2 Timothy verse chapter 3.
第三章，我们从十五节
verse 15
读到十七节
to 17。
保罗对提摩太说，知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
So Paul was saying to Timothy from verses 15 to 17, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
为什么我们以前讲到以赛亚五十九章神那么清楚的讲，我跟他们立的约，那一些回转归正的人必有救赎主临到他们，我跟这样子的人所立的约，就是我加给他们的灵，传给他们的话，他们要在他们的口中，在他们后裔的口中，后裔之后裔的口中，好，就是神的话，神的灵，这两者不能偏废。以赛亚书五十九章。
Isaiah 59, what verse is that?
20.
The Redeemer will come to Zion, to those in Jacob who repent of their sins. It says, as for me, this is my covenant with them, says the Lord, my spirit who is on you, and my words that I have put in your mouth will not depart from your mouth, or from the mouths of your children, or from the mouths of their descendants from this time on and forever, says the Lord.
六十章才说兴起发光，因为你的光已经来到。你如果没有五十九篇的二十到二十一节，你就不可能有六十章的兴起发光。因为你里面没有光，你怎么兴起发光？
So, if we don't repent, of our sins, and we don't have, and we have God's words in our mouth all the time. If we don't have that, then we won't be able to, be like what Psalm 60 said, "Arise, shine, for your light has come."
Okay. 那我最后用一点时间，我可能会超过一点点时间呢。我最近一个很深的感受，罗马书第六章。
So I wanted to share something from
十字架的大能。十字架的大能就是要致死我们的这个己。
And so the power of the cross is to have us die to our flesh.
第五章二十一节说，就如罪作王叫人死，照样恩典也借着义作王，叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。第五章二十一节。
Romans chapter 5 verse 21. So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
耶稣就是我们的义，要让义作王。
Jesus is our righteousness, and we need to let righteousness be king.
那第六章，保罗就接着阐述，他说：“这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可仍在罪中活着呢？”
So what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning to that grace, so that grace may increase? By no means. We die to sin. How can we live in it any longer?
第三节说，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？
And verse 3 said, don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life.
我记得我受洗的时候，没有人跟我讲，可是我想是神的怜悯。那个时候我也不觉得我多坏，我只知道 我只知道耶稣，我喜欢归入于他。那我受洗那一天呢，我就把我最漂亮的一件衣服穿在身上，我心里想，如果我有什么荣耀，主啊，这个荣耀要跟着你一起埋葬下去，你不再是我，对不对？
So when I was baptized a long time ago, nobody really explained too much to me about this. But what I thought was that I will wear the best that I had. And so if there was any glory that was in me, that I would die, have it put to death with Jesus through the baptism.
然后我们起来的时候就是一个朴朴实实要跟随耶稣的人。
And that when we are raised from the dead in the baptism, when we get up, we are going to follow God as living a simple life.
第五节到第八节，我们一起读好不好？我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。因为已死的人是脱离了罪，我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。
So chapter 6 verses 5 to 8, if we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been free from sin. Now if we die with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him.
我把这一段圣经留给弟兄姊妹当 homework, 你们回家来多多的默想这个话，求圣灵帮跟你们解读这个话，那让我们能够进入这个实质哦。我当时呢只是这种感觉，我就蒙了恩，可是我还不是很认识自己。后来神就借着环境叫我认识自己，我就发现我的己真的要更多的死掉。
So I'm going to leave this passage for everyone here as homework to meditate on, to study. When I first encountered these scriptures, I didn't really understand it fully. And so through different kinds of circumstances and sufferings, God helped me to understand more about myself, to know myself. And I'm still learning.
十二节跟十三节我们也一起读。
Verses 12 and 13, let us read it.
所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
So verse 12, therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its evil desire. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness.
这两节是我生命的终结，我当时就是接受神的光照，把我认为一件不错的事情放下，而那个不错的事情，神说你的动机是好的，可是你的做法是错的，我就放下。
And these two verses are verses that really helped me a lot, because in the past there was something that seemed like that was done with a good intention, but it wasn't what God wanted me to do. So God told me that even though the intention was good, but to let go of that thing.
当我顺服的时候，那一天，圣灵降临在我身上，如江河。
And when I obeyed, the Holy Spirit came upon me like a river.
给我带来一段时间很大的祝福。
And it brought, for a while, a lot of blessings to me.
虽然那个时候我还不是很认识自己，但是一个阶段一个阶段，神在做工在我的身上。
And even though during that time I still didn't really know about myself, but God works, in segments. And during that segment of my journey, He was helping me.
所以弟兄姊妹，神的话是不折不扣的真理。
So brothers and sisters, God's words are the truth.
我们信，我们顺服，圣灵就必赐给我们。
And when we believe and obey, the Holy Spirit will be given to us.
圣灵在我们里面，就是要来把我们磨成像耶稣的形象。
The Holy Spirit in us will refine us to be more like Jesus.
我们彼此勉励，好不好？
Let us encourage one another.
生命的工作是神做的，不是我们自己做，但是我们可以跟他同工，可以信靠顺服他。
Our spiritual lives are works done by God, not by ourselves. Let us trust and obey Him.
有两首诗歌我们要唱，第一首是317。雪巧在吗？帮我们弹一下317。我们都曾经受伤，但是我们得医治。神救我们脱离罪恶过犯，神要我们进天国。神要我们的老自己被致死，而且他要把我们从